This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 14th. God's word to you today is Advantage, and this is part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22, and it reads, "And he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything he has promised to us." The first thing that you need to do to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit is you need to hunger for him. You need to thirst for him. If you're not thirsty, you cannot drink the water he is pouring out. You can taste the water, but you cannot really drink the water. Matthew 10 verse 20 says, "For it is not you who will be speaking. It will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." The Holy Spirit does not only speak to us and in us, he speaks through us. The 10th benefit is, the Holy Spirit is our grantee and deposit of the future resurrection. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 5 says, "God himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is the proof that Jesus will not leave you and me behind. Some people are afraid of the rapture. Some say, "What if the trumpet blows and I do not hear it, or I do not go?" It is impossible. I believe that I will be the first to hear it. Why am I so sure? It is because the Holy Spirit is my seal of redemption. These reasons and many more show us very clearly that we cannot even begin to scratch the surface of our destinies if we do not have a legitimate walk with the Holy Spirit. We cannot even begin to unravel the deep things concerning our destinies without the Holy Spirit. We cannot even begin to break open the package of our destinies without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what is inside you. He knows what he has created you to be, and he is the only one that can make it happen. Let me tell you a story about a boy and his clay statue. Being an heirloom handed down from his great-grandfather made the statue very precious. So he decided to spray paint it with gold. But over time, the paint would wear off and he would have to respray it again and again. One day his grandfather visited him and the boy showed off the statue now overlaid with gold paint. The grandfather just smiled, took the statue and began to break off the clay with a hammer. Beneath the clay was a pure gold statue. The boy had been trying to improve with gold paint what had been there all along. We very often find ourselves doing the exact same thing. We try to improve our lives and destinies with gold spray. God says, "No, let my Spirit break the clay. In you is pure gold that the world is waiting to see." It takes the Holy Spirit to know what is on your inside, even before you were born. The grandfather knew that the boy was going about it the wrong way. In my life, there are many times I have tried to spray paint things and God will say, "I know what I have put inside you, Femi. Let's break it." But breaking is extremely painful. As he breaks it, I see my precious statue collapse, only for a gold statue to emerge. I pray you will surrender your statue, your entire life, to the Holy Spirit, and trust him while he breaks it. Be comforted because pure gold is about to be revealed. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. I trust you and I embrace your work in my life. Fill me to the overflowing. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.